And Bobby says that he and the president had that understanding, and that's the only way they'd ever go for the bail. Well, when it got through, the Treasury held it wasn't eligible for capital gains. And, good many months later, they got this fella back in New York, and he held it was eligible. Mm-hmm. And they all refer to all the senators on the Finance Committee and their background in a case and what they said on the floor and all that kind of stuff. But Gore wants to make a case against DuPont, and I just don't know where the merits are.
Yes.
My guess would be offhand, just guessing from what I've heard of the two sides of it, my guess would be that Gore's demagogue just a little bit about it because it's a big company and so forth, but Bobby may be helping him a little bit and making a difference whether he is or not. It's trouble. Wherever the merit is, it's trouble.
Sure.
And if you, I think you have to, I think it's pretty good policy for the Secretary and for the President and for everybody else to say that we don't handle individual tax cases, don't discuss them, unless there's a serious charge that involves the integrity of somebody. We'll handle integrity of a person, but we won't handle individual merits of the case. And but we will, if the Senate demands that we look into something, we'll look into it and present the facts.
Yes, yes.
I think Doug got a little hot and a little angry. Now, second thing is, he's been at that thing a long time, and he wants to take off 3 or 4 months. And I think his case is worrying him some, and I think his company's worrying some, got to reorganize, and I think he's tired and wants to get away some. So it's a combination of all three. And I think he has been running around pretty much overseas, and he has been working on this tax bill all last year. And he does do his homework pretty good before he testifies. And so I just think he won't want to take another 10 days, but he may. We'll try him. And anyway, he says Deming can run it and can get by. But the main thing you ought to be doing today and tomorrow, and the man, the assistant in charge of international relations.
Yes, that's Truitt, Merlin Truitt.
He is leaving.
Well, that's a good thing, Mr. President.
That's good.
I'd rather replace him.
That's good. Well,
that's a very, very important spot, and I don't think he's up to it.
Well, you just think of everybody you can. I have no politicians that I know of that I won't talk to you about, and I'd just try to get the ablest and finest men we could, and then we'll draft them. And then I want you to sit down and get with Heller and Ackley, and we want to draft our people for the Federal Reserve Board.
Yes, yes.
And then we want to, you want to kind of be the stud duck in all of these fiscal fields and related fields, whether it's the council or the commerce or the other things, because you've been there rather close. I don't see much of Connor. And I hope he's doing all right. I want you and Bob to kind of work with him. I think he's going to do the best he can. But I think any new man in government needs a little help. And so I kind of want you to mother hen some of them and kind of keep your nose in what's happening, particularly balance payments.
Well, of course, on the balance of payments, I'd have every reason to do so, Mr. President, since the primary responsibility, of course, is in the Treasury. And I would regard that, Mr. President, as the number one problem of the Treasury job in the the rest of this year.
It is. I think your number one one right quick is your staff, and your balance payments is right with it.
Yes, very good.
You can't do anything, though, if you don't have people. So get good ones, and I'll be talking to you later today and tomorrow.
Very good, Mr. President. Thanks, sir.